Good to welcome Mesiras Nefesh before Pesach. I want to share with the Elam of Avista Maisa, but it's Negev for tonight's share. Once the Gain was riding in a wagon, Avista Maisa, and the wagon driver slipped off the road and went into somebody's field and ruined, I guess, his crops or whatever it was. So the farmer came out crying and started to beat up the Vilna Gain. Beating and beating, schmeissing the Vilna Gain. Look what you did, your mommy, she went, a battling, and he went on to thing. Shit, and he took the cop and that weiter gegangen. Afterwards, the Vilna Gain told over to Reb Chaim Volozhin, his Talmud, he said that his jerk reaction was, it wasn't me, the wagon driver did it. And he said he was so close in losing Olam Haba. That's all it took. And the Vilna Gain, with all his nista and all his nigla and everything, one mice, all he had to say, it wasn't me, so that's it. 100 years is all over. Finished. That's all it took. One little mice of Mesira.
It's not him making
it to the Mesira. Mice. And look, I look Leila Mabo. So we're going to see tonight. What? Pay? What pay? Wait, for the thing? No, the guy wasn't. The guy was holding by hitting. You know, he was. So what would he do? Guy, so what would he do? He would have caused the wagon driver, the yid, to be beaten up. So he would have been a Moisa, a Yid, to Hakoyis. So he had to be Saivu the Hakoyis himself, not to be a Moisa onto somebody else. It means he was so close. Ot, he lost his whole Olam Haba. He had to hold himself back. All right. And we'll see tonight, it means what's the concept? This concept is Gebot, an idea that he was found guilty for somebody else's problem, for someone else's averi, for someone else's crime. And it means basically nitfes al chaveri. He was accused of doing something when he didn't do it wrong, someone else did something wrong. And tonight I would like to focus, it's Shimpei Chesivov. There's a lot of raid here and a lot of problems and a lot of gishmak and stuff, and Eilim should hold Cheshvin. I'll try to hold Cheshvin. And we'll hopefully finish Sivov tonight. The Maccabi says the following. Misha nitvas al chaveroi. Someone who was seized, who was chapped al chaver on behalf of somebody else, means it wasn't his problem. He really didn't deserve to be chapped. Someone else was. V'lochoy akum mamun mimenu. And the guy went and took money away from him. Beglau chaver on behalf of somebody else, on behalf of a friend of his. Ein chaveru chayv l'shalim. His chaver doesn't have to reimburse him. They were after Reuven. By accident, they thought that you were Reuven, so they went after you. So you never was your mazel got that you were nitfas, but this Reuven got off the hook. Now he was whatever it was that he owed is not even paid off. So he even gained from the deal. Reuven now gained from the deal because you paid off his chay for him. Still, ein chaver chayv l'shalem. He doesn't have to reimburse you because ein l'chom misha nitfas al chaveru ve'yu chaveru chayv l'shalem loy. Chutz, the only exception is me'a nitfas m'mnei hamasa kosov al kol ish ve'ish. If it's b'negeh to taxes, that's on every single individual, b'chol shona, the annual tax, when the melech comes into the city, you send the chura to shay to the melech. Or you have to put up his soldiers. So that kest, you have to give everyone, every household has to give support, provide one soldier, two soldiers, whatever it is. Then areza chayiv l'shalem loy. Then taka, then you have to reimburse him. Why? Because that's the din of the melech. V'hu provided sheyichum yemenu befeish beglal ployni bifnei edim nisbar oy b'simu kufchaches the halachas of nitfes bad chaveru. Normal, if you're nitfes bad chaveru and yena gains from it and you lose from it, you can't go over to yena. He's not shulduk for it. It's your mazel that happened. You can't go back to him. Nothing on him except for taxes, because the law of the land was, and it's whole shayla which taxes we're referring to, but at least the basic tax. The rule of the land was that the melech has the ability to tax you on behalf of your friend, and you be reimbursed from your friend. Means that's how he decided to enact his tax laws, that he's allowed to go to anyone he wants on behalf of anyone, and then it's your headache to get reimbursed by Yena. So since that was Dina Makusidina, that's how Ishtel Davek, so then he has the ability to do that. He can go take it from you, and you'll have to run after the guy. But chutz from them, there is no other example, Zok the Mechaba, that you'd be able to be reimbursed from Yena, even though he was the cause. He's not even grandma. It's your mazel garam. It started because of him. It was like so indirect. He didn't tell them to go after you. They made the mistake and they went after you. It's not his fault.
But it's not from the end that even if he tells them mefurish, I'm taking from you.
Correct. And the Pesach, it's a good point. The Pesach can bring out that this halacha is say if it was a mistaken identity. They thought that you were Yana. Or say if they knew for sure you're not Yana. And they say, you know what? I'm not interested in handling with Yana. I'm going after you. You figure out Gatsa Chaneitza. You handle with Yana. I'm going after you. It means it doesn't make a difference if the guy, the Teufis, the Anas, made a mistake. Or he knew exactly what he was doing, like you did. Because you see at the end, it's talking about the Mas. The Mas, it sounds like he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. And still, you have the halacha. The ein lecha misha nitzvus achaver of chayv l'shalom. A powerful lashon mechav. There is no other exception. Okay, let's try to break apart this halacha and bring it to lemaisa. I mean, we could have a number of examples. Let me share with you a few. One I mentioned a few weeks ago and was a maisa shoya kachoya recently, a few months ago here in Lakewood, is that someone owned a building and he had violations, and just argument's sake, his name was Jack Goldberg. I think that was the mashal I used last time. I don't want to reveal his name. And instead of, by accident, sending it to Yanko Goldberg, this one who really owns the building, they sent the summonses and the fines to a different Yanko Goldberg who lives here in town. And he gets these summonses for a building he doesn't own. And he chaps, hey, it must be that guy. He would love to just tell the government, you know, it's not me, it's Yana. So that's the shayla. Are you allowed to do this? Basically, he's being a nitvas al chaveri. They're going after him. They think that he's Yana and he's really not. Could he tip off the government and say, you should know, it's not me, it's really Yana. Let me give you another marshal.
Or even just to say, not me.
Okay, if he has a braid to say, not me, so maybe then he would not have a heter at all. And it's pasha. Why? Who asked you to be marshal on chaveri? But let's say if the only way he can get himself to say not me is by referring them to somebody else. Or by saying not me, it's automatic. I mean, there's only two Yanko Goldbergs here in town. So if it's not you, it must be Yana. So it's automatically going to be going them to go after Yana. Is that going to be Chayev, Pata, Muta, Asa? Means we have to dan this sugya of Nitzah Zachaveri.
And if he says not me, which means it'll trigger an investigation and ultimately they'll figure
out. So they'll figure out it's him. So basically by him saying not me, he caused it to go. Like the Goyin. Why didn't the Goyin say it's not me? It wasn't me, I'm not the driver. Because if he says it's not the driver, well, there's only two people live. I'm not the driver, then that guy's the driver. So he'll get beaten up. And that's Mesira. All right. I'll give you another story which just happened a couple of weeks ago. There's an agency who, there's a few tiers. There's, let's say, the owner, and then there's the manager, the supervisor, and then there's the person who actually provides the services that the agency provides. And from time to time, the owner looks over and sees what's going on, and he sees that Nebuk, this worker, is so far schlepped, she gets a job in, they ask to give a job at face Monday, and she first does the job the following week. What's going on? Like he's getting upset at one of the workers. He went over to one of the workers and says, what's going on? Like, why are you so far schlepped? It's not how we work over here. Lemaisa is, it's not her fault. She taka works like a fed. The second she gets the job, she does the service. The problem is that the supervisor is a schlepper, and the supervisor doesn't give her the job till a week late. So basically, she's taking the rap for the batlonis of the supervisor. And she would love to tell the owner, no, it's not me, it's the supervisor, she should get her act together. I mean, you should stay here one day and you'll see when she gives me the stuff, and you'll see how I do the service, and you'll see when she gives the stuff. Is she allowed to say that? Basically, she's being nitvas al-khaver. She's taking the rap for somebody else. It's not her problem, it's someone else's problem, and she's being blamed for it. So this is
the only problem is the Yid, right?
We're talking about Yidin, Avada. All these things, we're talking about Yidin. Correct. So basically, this is the sugya. V'cheina v'cheina ten l'chacham v'yakam moed. You can think of many more examples.
The owner of this agency is also a Yid?
Yeah, well, everyone's a Yid. But l'maisa is, so good, you might not have the din of a moiser to the extreme in terms of moiser b'yarakam en l'chelek l'elam abo if he would be a Yid. But you still have the problems that you've been goyim rehezik and lashon hara. All the other problems that might be involved in Mesira, you might have over here also. But it basically is, you're shifting the blame. Maybe you're doing it by pushing to help the Ayid. Okay. Okay, so basically, good. So we're going to have to discuss tonight all the variables. We're going to have to take it slowly. There's a lot of rate here, and I hope to be able to give it over clearly. one by one, gav, let's take it slowly. First, let's start off. Parashat Pshat is, when you first see this halakha, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that don't tell me that Echves, he's a goyim, it's his fault, it's his choiv, it's his problem, and I paid up, you know, the little that he can do, the decency budget, especially with goyim, and maybe get him a grumma, there's mechayiv, to reimburse me for that. And the halakha is, it's not even grumma, it's nothing. Good. Not even b'dinei shamayim pashas, there's no chiv at all. But then we have other issues to contend with. There are at least two other dynamics that we have to figure out. Why is this guy off the hook? Why is he potty? He doesn't have to reimburse me. Look, there are two other variables in Chayshah Mishpat that we can get him. Let's see the first one. Look at the smans of Kotn Yud Ches. Ein chavero chayv l'shalim. His chav is not chayv l'shalim. Why? Dereya mazoloi. Because it's his bad luck. Dereya mazoloi garam loi shehe nitves avuroi. Anyone did it? Why did he go after you, Taka? Why? Either he did it maliciously or it was a mistaken identity. What's the chibah? Why did he pick you? The Rebbe Shalom Fitzgerald, he has a master plan here. This is part of the plan. It's because of this person's Reim Mazel. That's why he was gechat. Good? Fine. Now, Zog Tisma. Now, he's bothered by a new dynamic. Even though because of you, you end up pattering Yena, because you paid up the Nitvas, he now got off the hook from his Choyv. So maybe you can get him out to dinner of like, Perei Choyv Shal Chavera, you're Yoyrid, you Mahane him. The Mice is, you did pay off Yenam's Choyv. He got off the hook, so let's be reimbursed for that. So it's not a problem, because Yacholoimo, Mefaisina, Havina, Lei, Ad, De Patrani, Beloy Domim. You didn't really do me a toivo. What did toivo do me? You paid off the chayv? Even if you wouldn't have paid off the chayv, I would have figured out, there'd be Mefais, and I sent a box of chocolates for Yontif. I would have figured out how to cut my chayv off and get it removed without having to pay the chayv. I always have the ability. Of course, it's only a suffix. But since it's always a suffix, I might be able to pat my chayv even without you. So you can't come with a taina, you a mahanami, you paid off my debt. You didn't do me such a great tova. Maybe I wouldn't have had to pay off the debt anyway. This is a klal gadol b'toira haperei chayv shachaveri shalem midaita yispata. Why? Because the guy could always taina. If I seen avin, I could have done it myself. I would have figured out, worked on it, bargained with him, negotiated with him, maybe I paid a few cents on the dollar, but I wouldn't have had to pay this chayv. So you're really not doing me a toivo, perhaps it's a suffix, and I'm going to be potter. That's a halakha klal gadol. So the smart says, that's spread over here. You can't get me out to mahana you, out to yoyrid, you can't be machayv me for that, because I could have said, I would have paid up, I would have figured out and be potter. Okay, that's a smart. Problem with this ma is, it's very nice, sounds very geschmack. Problem is that there's a mufush ramon, kuf chav ches, of all of the paskins, that ad kan do we taina, perei chavir shal chavir shalem yedaita is pata, is if the malva is a yid. Malva is a yid. You'll figure it out, you warm him up, you charm him a little bit, you'll tell him you'll be a shutev in the property, you'll figure out, get a chanetza, send him a box of confection collection, whatever it is, everything will work out. When you're handling with a guy, before Pesach, when you're handling with a guy, that's much more difficult, because a guy is not interested in any atheists, he's not your friend, it's very very difficult to work down a debt with him, finish, he's going to be on top of you.
Okay.
You find it sometimes like that?
Yeah,
all right. But that state in a fush ramon kuf chav ches that ad kam perei chavir shal chavir shalim midaita is pata is only if the malv is a yid. But if the malv is a goy, you're going to be chayv. He has to reimburse you for the hanor that you did. You were mahanim. You paid off his chayv. All right. So now here, what are we talking about? We're talking about pashas and anis, which is an akum. That's what Machabes says. V'locha akum mama mimenu. So here's a guy, you don't have the eights of the teretz anymore. If I seen a havina, I would have paid him more. If I didn't need you, I would have charmed him. It's not going to work. So l'choy, this sma is going against the mefush halacha. I'm back to the sma's kasha then. What's going on? Why isn't this guy chayv to reimburse him? Oh, it's being parei chayv. I did you a tayv. Just like I paid up your chayv to a guy over there, you have to reimburse me. Here too, you should have to reimburse me. All right. Now, the truth be told, the shach over there on the Ramah's halacha argues with the Ramah and holds it's a sveika didina, and even if maybe he held like you, and even if the goy is the, even if the malv is a goy, still, you never know, you might have been able to work with him and pay him off, and you didn't need and work without having to pay the chayv, and the meila, you could be part. And the shach ends up, it's a sveika didina, and let's make a veral of a raya. Fine. But the Ramah's and Fushra Ramah, the smart doesn't argue with the Ramah over there. So, what's going on over here? The Levush and Kuvchov Chesiv Beis asked the same kasha and wants to know Because over there it's brought down this halakha too, and says, how does it stim? Before the Ramah says that by a goy you automatically chayiv, and over here we have halakha that ain lukha nitvas achaver, that's going to be chayiv, yizuk hapata. What happened to that halakha? You should be mahana.
Zuck the look. There's a difference between the two places, even though I'm not sure it would fit with the smell, why he has to give the teretz. Over there he paid bidata.
We're going to get to it. Let's take it slow. There we go. Let's see. Work it out. But the Lavush says the following terz. Lavush says that, you know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about over here that the whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing was an alilo. Yana also didn't owe the guy money. The guy made a fictitious charge. He was interested in making money. He thought he was going to get Yankel, because Yankel owns the building. He'll make violations. He'll get him. He'll go after the landlords association here in Lakewood. They'll get him for violations. They'll teach the landlords. They'll teach him something. Good. But the whole thing is a hoax. So now it's a hoax. So since the whole thing is not true anyway, so instead they went after me on his behalf. That's true. But since it's a hoax anyway, it's up to Lavush, then I hear that even if you wouldn't have paid off the chayiv, this guy would hide a little bit. He would go into hiding. And after a while, the guy would find out where to raise money somewhere else. And he would drop the charges. He wouldn't go after him. Means, Akan, the Ramah said, if you pare a chayiv shalakim, you're going to be chayiv. Is this taka real chayiv? And an Akam's not going to settle on a real chayiv. But if the Akam really knows that the chayiv is fictitious anyway, okay, so now he's after you. But if you wait a little bit, you can figure out how to wiggle out of it, and you won't have to pay up the guy. Memela pare a chayiv shalakavero, even to an Akam, since the chayiv is not an emes chayiv, you're going to be potter. And this whole halacha is talking about a case where that chayv that Yana owed is a joke, is fake. So now, let's go back to the Mechaba. You have to read the Mechaba again. Reread the Mechaba. Means this whole halacha is talking about when Yana's chayv is fake. And on that says, but you should know, Ein lecha misha nitzvah zachaver vi chaver achayv lecham chutz mea nitzvah mepnei amas. Sounds like then it should come out of major chiddush, that by mas, even if it's a joke, and there's no din malchus din, and the whole thing is a hoax, and he's levying taxes which he has no right to levy. It's a davar shein lo kitzvah. Let's say there's no din malchus din. He's levying such a tax. Still, he can take money from you, and you could get reimbursed from Yena, because that's part of din malchus din that he can cop from anyone on behalf of anyone. It's a davar chodesh. I mean, the whole din malchus din really shouldn't start here, because the whole tax to begin with was a joke. It was a fictitious charge. Because if you erase it to my fictitious charge, you have to say the same to my fictitious charge.
Maybe that's the chutz.
So the chutz should be, chutz from a case which is real.
Okay, but this is the case of real.
No, the only case you could figure out that you owe a guy money is by mass. You never borrowed money from a guy, you never bought something from a guy that you really owe the guy money. That's tamuzoi a shtickle mona. The Makab is giving you a cloud godel. Ain lecha misha nitvas achaveru sheyechayiv l'shalem chutz chayiv l'shalem chutz mea nitvas. Like the Lavush, I have plenty of cases when it's a real chayiv. You don't have to say just chutz me amas akotzi. She says chutz from a real chayv, because this whole halakha is only talking about a fake chayv. Okay, it's an akimto of the Lavush, and he's only doing, it seems from the Lavush, he's only doing to chapera in this sheet of the Ramah, that how could it be when you perei chayv shalakam, normally you're going to be chayv to reimburse him, how come here you pata? Means had we not worked with the Ramah, or let's say this Anis over here would have been a yid, that some of the Rishonim have a case where the Anis was the yid, then he would have been willing to learn the halakha kapshute, we're talking about a real chayv. But his problem was, what do you do with the Ramah that holds that you pay perei chayv shalakavera of an akam, to an akam, you're going to taka be chayv to reimburse him? Why over here is difference? He says, because it's a fake chayv. That's a lavash. A chiddush of the lavash and the kimto of the lavash. Sorry?
All taxes are fake.
All taxes are not fake. It's a din and have a real tax. Okay, fine.
Why didn't Ramah come down right here and say
why didn't the Ramah?
Say over here.
What should he say? That if it would be a real chayv. That's what I'm saying. The Lavush is a kimta, the shtikal hamos in the Mechaba. He should have said, but if it would be, the Ramah should say, if it would be a real chayv, or there too, you should know this halacha is in Kuf Kav Ches. It's mamish the next sif. First he says halacha that you perei chayv to anakim yichayv, and then the Mechaba goes ahead and brings down this halacha of enlucha misha nitzot zakaver sheichayv chutz min hamas. So what's going on? The sif beis over there, mamish one after the other, sif alta sif beis. So he says, okay. It's a shtikal hamasa here in the Makam. You're going to see it even goes further. The smell over there in Sivkot and Vav and Kukhav Ches brings down the Lavush and says, there's no weak, got this chilek from, disagrees, it's not pshat. And he says, a pshat is like this. He says that you should know that no matter what, even if the chayv would be real, you're still going to be pata. And in Be'etzim, it's not just that. The shach over there in Sivkot and Yud brings it down from the Rishonim, that even if it's a real chayv, Yana really owed the guy the money. Like I said, even one Rishon has a case, he really owed the Yid the money. And you were nitfas bad chaveroi, you're going to be potter, and he doesn't have to reimburse you. And it's a Chuvus Chacham Tzvi as well, Samaches, he spars the halacha from the mass. The way he learned mass has to be a real choiv, so he says the ratio also has to be a real choiv. So you see that we're talking about a real choiv, and nevertheless, yen is going to be potter. So Shaila's why. I back to the drawing board. What are you going to do with goy? We know if you pay up a goy, you're really going to be chayiv. So how come over here you're paying up his choiv to a guy? Why over here you're potter? And for the Sma, this type of a teretz, like you said, the Sma over there says the teretz is that when do we say a perei choiv shechaver shleim medaita is going to be chayiv to reimburse him if the choiv is a real choiv to a guy and you can't wiggle out of it? Is if you're parol medaita. You were a good Samaritan. You wanted, you volunteered, you wanted to help him out. You want to help him out. Says Lashon is therefore chayvu chazal kedei shelo yunal delas b'fnei goyim lechazodim. You did him a toiva. Chazal was masakin. Means even though mikadim maybe shouldn't be reimbursed. Chazal masakin, yes, reimburse him because he did you a toiva. Mashenkin over here, there was parabal karchai. You wanted, you were trying to do the guy a toiva. No, nothing doing. When I was Nebuch, you were caught. The Anis got to you. He was toifis you bad chaveroi. There, you weren't trying to do him a toiva. They're tough lot, buddy. You're not going to be reimbursed. Means the same exact, it's a Musa, same thing happened. You lost the exact same amount of money. If you had done it, Lishma, to help the guy, you would be reimbursed. You wouldn't have lost anything. But because you were in action, you didn't want. You were an Anas, then you're not going to even be reimbursed. You're going to end up losing. But that is because the Hova was because Chayvu Chazal, Satakonis Kokomim, because you're Goyim Lechasodim, you're not a Goyim Lechasid. Now, even so, that's how the Sma says over there. It's very nice over there. But the bottom line is, back to Aros Ma here, Aros Ma Shver. He just keeps, Kiilu makes it a regular din of, but if I see Nahavin, it's a regular din of Perei Chov Shokaver. It's not true. Perei Chov Shokaver to Anakim is Chayiv. You have to come on to a new Lomdis. Betzim Nesivis over there says a similar teretz, a little different knage. He says it goes out to halach of Yerid. And the halach of Yerid, the only time you get reimbursed by Yerid, Lashbiach, is if when you're Yerid, when you're Yerid, Lakavana, to be Mashbiach. So if you're Yerid, Lakavana, to be Mashbiach, then you deserve to be reimbursed. But if you're not Yerid, Lakavana, to be Mashbiach, you're not going to get reimbursed. Mainly says, so to here, when you pay up the guy's chayiv, if you had a mind to pay up the guy's chayiv to help him out, as din Yerid, you should be reimbursed. And it sounds like not just chayiv chazal, it's a din Yerid. Mashain came over here, where it was done by okay, so you don't have the hilchus of Yairid, so therefore you don't deserve to be reimbursed. Okay, but the bottom line is, the halacha over here, the reason why over here you don't deserve to be reimbursed, even though the malva was anakim, the taifas was anakim, is because it was done by kocha. You didn't do it willingly. You didn't volunteer to do it. Okay, but like I said, for the awisma, I didn't see anyone here sakasha, but awisma is the tzorach in godom. It doesn't work. Awisma is pshat, doesn't work. Okay.
Maybe you could say that the smell over here at least in the Lashon of the Sma, what the Sma means to say is that I could have potted myself. He means to say, if I were you, the guy's beating me up, just to listen, if I were you, I would have been able to get off. In other words, you didn't do it right. In other words, what do you want?
No, my face. You know, Avin is the Lashon over there that the Loiva would have done it. All right, whatever. Fine.
It's a Jack Goldberg guy.
Oh, 1 second.
If he would have paid it, then everything would have been fine.
If he would have paid it,
gone to the second job.
Well, he's not paying it willingly. He's paying it willingly. He got it because he was summoned. Till he got the summons, he never decided to pay Yanim's violations, and not just because he wasn't aware of them. I could tell him another 10 people have violations. The whole landlord association had violations. Jack, this guy's not offering to pay those violations, is he? No, he's not interested in paying up the people's claims. No, but he's under the gun. He has a court date.
He has another choice. You could tell him it's Yanim. So instead of that, he says, "Oh, I'll pay."
Okay, that's Gadol Shad. Some people say that if you did it to push it to save Yeni, you didn't want to be Moisa, then maybe you have this kavanah you did because you had a way out and you didn't, and then you should be reimbursed. 100%. Okay. But let me take it further. There's a lot more here tonight. You have to hold cop. The Chuvis Marit in Chelik Aleph Kuchav Dalid went to the extreme. He did the Lavosh and he bested the Lavosh. He holds that you should know. In this case, if you're going to pay up somebody, adkan, mamish the other way around, adkan, do we say perei chov shechaver shleim medaitoi is pato? Because mefaisina havina, that type of svara, is if you did it willingly. But if it was done by kochach, it was ripped, seized out of you, it was done by kochach, you had no choice, they took the money away from you, then everyone's moida perei chov shechaver shleim medaitoi is chayiv to be reimbursed. Mamish the other way around, v'napachu. Because he says the svarim of Fasina Havin is not really a svara. It's not such a way. He's going to pay off the guy. Come on. How often does that happen? What's the real prat? The real prat is, who asked you to meddle in and pay off someone else's chayiv? Let him handle his own chayiv. He'll know. If he has a brayer to the end, he can schlep and schlep and schlep. Maybe Ulai he'll be lucky, he'll have a nace, and the guy will drop the chayiv. So who asked you to be a good Samaritan to pay it right now? He could have schlepped the guy out for some time, maybe paid a few cents on the dollar. So even though it's not so usual that that will happen, but you went ahead, and you were like an Amalek. You went ahead, and you ended up paying his chayv, and you hurt him. Who asked you to do that? So then we hit you back with a penalty and say, you went ahead and you hurt the guy, then we're going to throw the book at you. Maybe he would have satisfied the chayv other ways. He's not going to reimburse you. But if it was taken by Kochok, like this case, it was an honest, it was taken by Kochok, then everyone hold, even if the mouth is a Yisrael, Avada Perekhov Shokhavet Shlemetaitu is going to be Chayiv. Aye, what's with this halacha? Same terrace as a Lavosh. Here we're talking about that the Chayiv is fictitious. The Chayiv that they have on Yen is not a real Chayiv, it's a joke. So Memhelev, it's a joke. So then we have this halacha that you're going to be part of. But if Yen really owed the guy, or even the Yid, doesn't make a difference, he really owed them the money, and it was seized from you, Baal Kalkoch. So what should you do? You have no breira. So then in Echanami, he has to reimburse you. It's a chiddush of the marit. He's basically taking on everybody. And it's not just a marit. The Orach HaShulchan and Kuchav Ches, without quoting the marit, mechavan the exact same thing. Snir Ali, he says, has this whole pshat, and he says that if Ad Kam Parekha Shukhan Vechul Madat is pot, if you do it yourself, but if it's Baal Kochach, you're going to be chayif. And he says, must be that this whole halacha was a fictitious chayv. So like I said before, we still have a shach, a sma, a chacham tzvi, and we have the shachs coming from Rishonim, that what the chayv we're talking about here is a real chayv, not like the marit and the Orach HaShulchan. It's a pelo, and it's a chiddush din of the marit and the Orach HaShulchan. But like them, they have to say this halacha is by a fake chayv, not just because of the Ramaz halacha, that the mouth is a nakam. Even if the mouth will be Yisrael, you have to say it's a fake chayv, because had it been a real chayv, if it's done by it's a chiddush din. I want to focus on is the next step of the marit, and here's a lot of raid, and it's a whole new means. Right now we discuss garmi, grom or whatever. That maybe that would have been the havamino, and now we discuss like a nana, yuri type of asar perechov eshokaveri. But frek the marit, I have even a starka kasha, a bomb kasha, and this kasha everyone's dancing with. What happened to shibuta derav nosan? There's a concept of Reuven knows Shimon, and Shimon knows Levi. Levi can go directly to Reuven and take the money from Reuven. Because that's it. It's Shibud HaNazan. He owes him, and he owes him. So as if the last guy owes the first guy. Here too, what happened? The guy sees money from me, Shaloi Kedin. This guy sees money from Shaloi Kedin. If I would have the ability, I can take him to a Bezin and chayv him to give him back the money that he took from me. I'm not the one Shaloi to him. There is somebody else, Yankel Goldberg, who really owes this guy the money. So it comes out, Yankel owes the guy. The guy, now that he sees the money from me as a gazlin, he owes me the money. So Yankel owes the guy owes me. Let me go to Yankel. Forget Mazik, Garmi, forget Nana. I want to go to Yankel because I have a right to go to Yankel. He owes me money. He owes the guy, and the guy owes me money. What's going on? The Marit is this kasha. And Marit says, you see from here, it's a right to me. You see from here that this whole halacha is a fictitious chayv. That Yankel really doesn't owe the guy money. Had Yankel really owed the guy money, what's this halacha talking about? Avadi would have to pay me. Shibuta d'ram nosin, apella. Mamish apella.
Isn't the guy moichel the
chayv? Oh, one second.
When he collects from
excellent,
the
excellent, the excellent, excellent. One second. Let's go slowly. Also good. It's also a shiloh. We'll get to it. Belt. Okay. But this is the kasha of the Marit. It's a right to me that this whole halacha is talking about a fictitious chayv. So it's not true. Now, again, we have a bunch of Rishonim, Gedolei HaPoskim, who say we're talking about a real chayv, and Lanis Daitem, I can't argue with them, but it's a machabe. Because ain't like a mission, it's because of math. Won't take chutz if it's a real chayv. But he says, there's nothing doing it. There was no, I mean, let's just say there's chutz is lav davka. The Gemara always has a shalev, there's chutz davka not. But look, what's going on here? The normal, maybe it's even the normal case, Itak owes the guy. How can you make a cloud gadol here and in Kuf Chav Ches? L'chayra, it's mashu from the Mechaba, even if Taka Yen really owes the money, you're still going to be potter. Now, what happened to Shibuta d'Rav Nosan? A major kasha. To this kasha, there's a nesivus in Kuf Chav Ches and a Sham Mishpat over there, and they say this, it's like you're saying. They say that in order to have Shibuta d'Rav Nosan, You have to have both choivis kaim at the same time. It's a shach, and Simon Samukvaz says this. Reuven has to owe Shimon at the same time Shimon owes Levi. In other words, Yanko Goldberg would have to owe this guy at the same time the guy owes me. Well, when the guy came to me to mon Yanko Goldberg's choiv, when he took the money from me, once he took it, at that point, Yanko Goldberg doesn't owe him money anymore because he took it on behalf of Yanko's choiv. Till he took it, Yanko owes the guy, but the guy doesn't owe me anything. The second he took it and he stole from me, well, that second that he stole from me, he now owes me money. Yanko no longer owes him because he took it on behalf of Yanko's choiv, so he patted Yanko's choiv, so it was never kayim, it was never concurrent, both choiv simultaneously. Never happened. Memela, you don't have the din of Shibudu Duram Nasan. As I said, the Nesivis and the Shamish, they're both coming to the same teretz from the same raif and the shach, they don't go with each other. That's the teretz. The teretz, the reason why it doesn't pass Shibudu Duram Nasan is because he took it on behalf of the choiv. Memela zok Nesivis a chiddush din. That if it will be that he didn't take money to pay off the choiv, let's say he stole from me a mashkin. He wasn't interested in paying up the choiv right now. He just wanted to secure his debt. So he went to me and he snatched something from me to secure his debt that Yanko owes him. So now, Yanko still owes him the money because he took it with Teres Mashkin. And the guy is a ganef. He took a mashkin from me. I don't know him. He has no right to take a mashkin from me. I would be able to go now to Yanko and ask him back for the money. So we're talking about the case that it was nitfes bad chaver. It was a payment. Oh, it was a payment. So that means the guy took the money on behalf of Yanko. He parted up Yanko. So the two chayvis were never kayim bevas achas. I zezok the nesivis and the shamish, but a major teres. And the Chanami, the Shah Mishpat says, if you look in the Rishonim, you see the Rishonim talking about even if the Malv is a Yid, and this will answer up that too. And the Chanami, this will answer up that too. He says that even if the Malv, even if the Taifis, the Anas, would be a Yid, still, there was no point in time that Yankel owed the Taifis and the Taifis owed me, so Memel is no Shibudu Duram Nosen. Okay, now we're going to have to try to develop this further. I just want to go off a little bit and take the next step and we'll revisit this issue. Until now, we're talking about once the guy was nitfas, the anas was nitfas, Hashayla is yana chayv to pay me back, is he not chayv to reimburse me? But lechatchila, when the guy is knocking on my door and he wants to get me, this Jack Goldberg, could he tell him, you got the wrong guy, go to Yana? Is it mutter for him to do? Right now, Koydim HaMaisa, did he say, go to Yana? Like the Vilna Goyen's case, go to the driver, don't go to me. Is that Mutta? Is this just, after you did it, you're going to be Pata, Chayiv, that's what we're dining. But Mutta might not be Mutta. What's the halacha? So this is a Chuvus Chacham Tzvi. He had a beautiful Chuvah. I think I once said this over by Mekach Tois. The story was the following. Reuven and Shimon were both in the horse business, and they were selling horses to the Tsar. Shimon did a shtickle on the Tsar, and he sold him a horse that has a mum. The Tsar was a little unnerved by what happened. He bought one of the horses that he bought amongst many, but one of the horses was defective. So Memela, he went back. It's a Mekach Tois. He wants his money back. So he went back to Reuven. He made a mistake. Instead of going back to Shimon, which because he bought horses from both of them at the same time, instead of going back to Shimon, he made a mistake and he went back to Reuven and he seized money from Reuven connected to the horse. He seized $1,000 from it was a horse bred, it was a major racehorse, it was $1,000,000, whatever. But he seized the money back from Reuven Shaloi Kedin. Because it wasn't Reuven who did the problem, it was Shimon who did the problem. That was the Shaila. So the Shaila was, is Shimon Mechuyev to reimburse Reuven for what happened? And he says, so the Chazak Tachakam, see, Hagam Shimon owes the guy money in the MS, because Mekach Tois works even by a guy, and Shimon had no right to do it, and Yitak has to reimburse the guy, he owes him the money. But even if he owes the money to the guy in the MS, Ein lecha misha nitus achaver, that's chayv l'shalem. So he's not chayv to pay. So you see, the Chazak Tachakam says clearly, they're talking about even if Yitak owes it to him in the MS. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, as an ending, he said, Bishano, Reuven has the right to go back to the Tsar and tell the Tsar, you made a mistake, you seized the money from Misha Leikidin, it's not me, it's really Shimon, go to Shimon and get your money, but give me back my money that you owe me, you're a ganef, you stole my money. He has a right to do that. It's Mesira. What happened to Mesira? It's like, no, it's not a problem, because when the guy is going to go back to Shimon and get back his money, he's hurting Shimon. Bedin, it's Bedin, Shimon really owes the guy the money. So it's a mazik Shimon. What was I mazik? Let's assume that the guy is not going to take advantage, no punitive damages, nothing extra. He's just going to get from Shimon the money that he deserves for selling the Mekach toys. So he says, since nothing bad's going to really happen from this, because all I'm doing is causing the guy to get his rightful money from Shimon. So maybe Shimon has a write-off, of course, of not to pay him. Good. But bet him he really owes it. And all I'm doing is causing him to do a rightful collection from Shimon. Not a problem, it's mutter. We had once, we discussed the whole topic when we had the shach before. In Sifkot and Chof, it was that if it would be an emes chiv that Yana would have, and I would snitch the guy onto Yana, I would be potter because it's medin. I wasn't mazik him. You can't get me out of mazik. The money that he'll end up paying to the guy that Shimon has to pay to the guy is medin. So maybe he can't get me out of mazik. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. So it's going to be mutter because it's halacha. Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. I just want to delve into the Chacham Tzvi and we'll take it apart. The Chacham Tzvi held that it's mutter because I'm not a mazik. Now we discussed then a few shurim ago that in Moisa there are three distinct isurim. One is his mazik, or me, I cause the hefsid. So good, so now I didn't cause you any hefsid because what he took from you is bidin. But there are two more isurim. Another is his hashavas aved alakam. So Ramah later on, which we discussed, the Maisa was that my son-in-law, Nebuch, who was a Shver Medan Eidim, the Shver, a good Shver, the Shver knew that his Eidim plans on jumping town, skipping town, because he owes the guy money. So the Shver, being a good Samaritan, tipped off the guy, the Malva, to say, you should know my Eidim's about to run, get him before he goes, and tepe up the chay. And the Ramah says it's Asa, because it's Meshav Aved Alakim. A new Issa called Meshav Aved Alakim. So Lachay, you should have that Issa here too, Meshav Aved Alakim. And then you have another issa to come down with. There's the issa of Leselech Racha. The Chinuch says that every moisa is Aiva and issa Lashon Hara. So Leselech Racha, I'm Gurim, somebody I have said. It's Lashon Hara. So what happened to that issa? Means he naniach, he took care of Mazik. But what happened to Meshav Aved Olakim, or what happened to Lashon Hara? Oh, why not? Oh, very good. Baruch Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, Kivanto. The Eirich Shai says it, that the Chacham Tzvi is not arguing with the Ramah, because he doesn't pass Meshav Aved Alakim. The guy is not benefiting from this. At the end of the day, the guy is going to have the same money. The whole Shaila was, it's you or Yana. But he's not getting any more money. The Eirich Shai says in two different places. And Mele, there's no problem with Meshav Aved Alakim here. But what happened to the problem of Lashon Hara? I was Goyim Shimon Alos. Lamaisa, I was Goyim Shimon Alos. What happened to Lashon Hara? And let me bring it out even stronger. We have a halacha in Hilchos Eidos. If you're an Eid Echad, and you know that Reuven owes a guy money, and the guy subpoenas you to testify, and you're only an Eid Echad, you're not allowed to testify. If you testify, Mishamtinin Lei. Why? Because the court system is going to be Moitzi the moment of P. Eid Echad, Shaloikadin. Means by your testimony, you're causing a Hefset Shaloikadin. Memeila Mishamtinin Lei. He did an Issa, and it's terrible, and we put him into Chayram. Even though Klapi Shema Yegalya, the aide, was right, he knows the truth, he was there, he saw that really Reuven knows the guy money. But since Bedine Odom, what he happened because of his testimony was it's something Shalei Kedin, it was an Eidus of an Eidach of Shalei Kedin, so Mishamtinin Lei, he did an Avlet, did an Issa. As of the Chavetz Chaim and Hukos Lashnur, a Gebait Klolim with this, that you see, whenever you do something Leteeles, one of the many tanaim you need is that you can't be an Eid Echad. You have to be two Eidim, because you're going to be an Eid Echad, and they're going to act upon your Eidus, something more than a Shvua, more than what the Torah allows to give credence to an Eidus of an Eid Echad. So it's something Shalei Kedin, even though you can swear and you know the truth. So what? But Bedine Adam, your Eidus doesn't amount to make a Tzoyis Mamin, Mamele Tzolash and Oryan, now let her do it. So what's going on? So how could you do this over here? So look, I mean, I know it's a Letelet, but it's Lashon Hara, what's going to be? So I always want to taina that, maybe at odds with the Chavetz Chaim, but I always want to taina that, no, you see from here, that when you do something Letelet, you're doing it, what? To save yourself from a Hefzid. If you're doing it to save yourself from a Hefzid, then it's not a problem that you're an Edek. It's not a problem that the Tsar is going to act upon your Edus of an Edek to be Maitzi Momin from Shim in the Moicha. It's not a problem. Because I did what I have to do. Adkan, we said in Tzimuchav Ches by an Edek, is because Malach HaLotzor HaZayis, who asked you to testify? What are you gaining from this testimony? You're helping a guy against you. What are you doing? Crazy. What are you, Meshigana? What are you doing? So there, Mishamtina Li, did an Issa. But if you're doing it for a Teles, it's for your own Tzarek. You're trying to save yourself from money. It's a real Teles. The Nevada's going to be Muta. And I have a Nesivis who says it. Baruch Hashem, Nesivis in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, I think it is. Yes, Kuf Tzadid Aleph Sif Katan Zayin says the same thing. A similar case that you bought some, that you got something from a guy, someone else chapped it. You want to go back to the guy and tattle on this other person to chap it to get back your money from the guy or get a different matana from the guy. He says it. And he says, I have a problem of Hilchas Eirech, but you're not allowed to do it. He says, that's only over there. You have no Tehelis. But if you're doing a Tehelis for yourself to save yourself from a Hefsin moment, Avad is going to be Mota. That's what the Nesiva says.
That's so, why it won't help the
Mishavid
also.
It might help. The Erech Shai in one place, Mavli, that maybe that help for Mishavid. It's a whole Shmuz and Mishavid if that's going to help. But Enechanami could help. But Mishavid is easier. There's no Mishavid here. He's a guy who's not gaining. So Lachai, you have a Nesivis and a Chakan Tzvi, not like the Chavetz Chaim Lachai. The Chavetz Chaim says it clearly. Chavetz Chaim brings down the next Halach and Tziv Zayin. Sorry? Even the guy is getting Bedin over there. The guy is also getting a Bedin. The Yitaka owes the guy money in Hukaz Edis. But since it's not Kedin, because it's done up in Edis of an Erecha, that's considered Shalai Kedin. No, it's in court grad over there. It doesn't make any sense. It's in court. So to hear, I'm only in Erechot. I know I didn't sell the bad horse. I know that the defective horse came from Shimon. I'm only in Erechot. So based on my testimony, the Sar is now going to go after the other Yid. So it's, even if Kabish Maigalia, I'm right, and it's true. But that's considered Shalai Kedin because he's doing a Maisa, a Pianetis of an Erechot.
Why is it Kedin and Mazik? If it's not the Kedin, then why isn't it Mazik?
No, it's not a mazik, because that's a halakha over there in Hilchos Eidos as well. You can't be mertz and mum from the Erechot, because he ketaino emes hayadati. I said the truth. I wasn't mazik you, because I taino you kumtia. You're supposed to pay the guy. So emes hayadati, you can't get me all sad. But I did an issa, because I had no right to testify and do something that a pi Hilchos Dinei Adam. Means, the Bnei Adam has his ways, but he gave over a chayk mishpat to Bnei Adam how to be mitzi mamin. One of it is that you have to have edus of two edim, and doing it up here erechad is shalei kedin. Means the hezek is not shalei kedin, the mahalach was shalei kedin. I did something awesome. Dinei makhusa to accept the erechad. I don't know if that's going to override this halakha. I'm not sure. And Gurada, I'm not even sure if it's such a dina makosi dina to trust an erechad. It's a judicial process. I don't know if it was legislative. Dina makosi has to be done. The tikkun medina, you have to have, has to be legislative.
It's,
so it's acceptable. I don't know if it was legislative. They made it. They really, really an erechad shouldn't be nemon, but they made a special takana, or they held that you really should be kaif. So if they hold it really should be, that really should believe in erechad, that's not dina makosi dina. It's tam. That's kazlanusa the dina. It's nothing. Kamsunusa. They hold the shara tam should pay nezek shalom. That's not dina makosi dina. Avada only pay chatzi nezek. It wasn't a takana.
Why does the Tsar believe him more than Shimon? Shimon is denying it. And Shimon is.
I don't know if Shimon would deny it.
Then
you'll have a idol later on.
So is it,
maybe it's in Karim Advarim. Maybe he'll have a proof to remind him that you should know I'll bring a ride out with my horse.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Because he'll remind him. Okay. Fine. The mice is to answer the Chavetz Chaim. Let me just bring out the Chavetz Chaim had a case, a Sif Zion. The case was that someone's being beaten up. And over there, the next halacha, the Ramah brings down that you could get help from a guy. You're only an Erechad, and tell the guy to be able to prevent him from keep on hitting you. And not only you could do it, someone else could help you as well. And like the Shach says over there, and the Chavetz Chaim said, I, what I'm to this halacha, you can't act upon Erechad, l'chayt lashon hara. He says, there, because you're being a matzah l'hezek mehaba. But matzah mehezek shava, you already took your money, trying to get the money back, there's no hetta. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. But a friend of mine.
What's the swore on that? What's the difference? Money lost or money?
Money lost, so that's it. It was done. There. Now you're trying to get it back, so then you have to have the pasha of Gvias Edis to aid them. But not to be beaten. I don't want to be beaten. I have a right not to be beaten. But anyway, to end up the Chavetz Chaim, you can make this chilek and shtickle muduik in the Chavetz Chaim as well. Is that Akan the Chavetz Chaim says you need this tonight is only if you're not the Baldova. His case was, as I saw Reuven steal from Shimon. So I want to tell Shimon, I want to tell someone else to get back the money from Reuven. So if he says, he can't do it because you only had an erechad. But if you're the victim, if you're the one who lost the money, you're trying to even matzel your own money, there, it's you're talking to Chavetz Chaim, doesn't need this extra tonight, and even if you're only an erechad, but to be matzel your own money, Chavetz Chaim would be moider, you're allowed to do it, it's a te'elis. And that's the case of Nesivas and the case of Chakam Tziv was talking about you're the victim, you're doing it yourself, the mailer wouldn't have a problem of Lashon Hara. Okay, let's just move on. Let's just understand this Chakam Tziv. So again, the Chakam Tziv's heter is, the reason why I'm allowed to do it is because the money that the guy is eventually going to take from you, and it's not a problem. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I asked the Kasha, what happened to Shibud Rav Nosson? And the real only good teretz we have is a Nesivis with a Shar Mishpat who says that doesn't pass Shibud Rav Nosson because when the guy took the money from me, he parted Yenim's guy, so Yenna doesn't owe the guy money anymore. So therefore there's no shibudin on nosen. So in the Chakam Tzvi's case, the Tsar took the money from me to be reimbursed for the Mekach toys that he had. The second he took the money from me, Shimon, my friend, no longer owes the guy money. He was paid up. The guy was paid up. Never from me, but the guy was paid up. So what's the Chakam Tzvi saying that I have a right to be Moiser? Why? Because I'm doing it, the hezek that I'm causing Shimon is bedin. It's no longer bedin. It would have been bedin maybe before I was seized. I mean, had the guy come to me and say, I want my money back for the Mecca toys that you did, I tell you the guy, well, calm down. It wasn't me, it was Shimon. Oh, then, in a chanamic, because he didn't get the money yet. But the case was, he took the money from me. And now I'm telling the guy, go to Shimon instead. Give me back my money and go to Shimon. How can I say go to Shimon? Shimon no longer owes the guy money, because the second the guy took the money from me, he did it to pay off the chayv. Even if the guy, no, guy knew there was a chayv, he didn't know there was a mistaken identity. So the case of, again, this case it took me outside, if it was a mistaken identity, stay if he knew, and that we had a kasha shibudu dam nosen, and that we had a teretz sham mishpat and a nasivis, that if he was taken on behalf of the chayv, and the guy thinks the chayv is paid off, so meila, it's a built-in mechila, he no longer could collect from Yena, because Yena doesn't owe money anymore. Same thing in the case of the Tsar. When he took money from me, Ruvain, he had no right now to go back to Shimon. Shimon no longer owes him money. He owed him money, but no longer. Once he took the money from me, that chayv was satisfied. So how could I be Moisa and shik the guy back to Shimon? Shimon no longer owes him money.
The Ruvain's going to the Tsar to get his money back.
To get his money from the Tsar. Okay, so that we'll get to that maybe soon, but that's not what the Chacham Tzvi said. The Chacham Tzvi said the reason why it's muta is because the hezek that eventually the Tsar will do for Shimon is bedin. It's bedin because Shimon really owes the guy money, because the hilchus of mekach toys works even for a guy, and it's not true. Shimon really doesn't owe the guy money according to the Nesivis and the Sham Yeshvat.
The chayv came through this mekach toys. The other case is, let's say there's halva. So if the Tsar knows that Shimon, he borrowed money from Shimon and he forgot, he goes betoys to Ruvain.
Doesn't make him betoys. This halacha is even betoys as well. Again, this halacha, it was nitfas, it came because of groceries, it came because of a chayv, it came because of a mazik, it came because of a gzela, and he went mistaken identity. The halacha is, ain lecha mishon nitzah chaver shu chayv. Why am I shibudin of nothing? The reason why is because the second he took it, bidas, Shaloi bedas, b'deyoidim, b'deloyoidim, doesn't make a difference. He took the money because of the chayv that's a built-in mechila to satisfy the chayv that he thinks he's taking it for, a memeila.
He never knew.
So again, he never knew. You're right. This halacha is talking about where he never knew, and still the nesivis and shamish, but he never knew that this guy was really not the guy who owes him the money. He thinks it's...
No, but over here he never even knew that he had a
chayv. Yeah, that he had a chayv. Someone sold him a horse, which is a mekach toys. He knows exactly somebody owes him money. Mistakenly, he thought it was Reuven when it was really Shimon. Shaila is what happened. So it's going to come out that if the whole heter that we have is because when I'm shicking the guy to Yena, it's bedin, like the Nesivis and the Sham Mishpat L'Chayah will no longer have this head to the Chakam Tzvi, and it'll be usa to do. It would be only mutter to do before the Tsar seizes the money from me. Let's say this guy gets a, Jack Ober gets a summons, before he pays, he can say, look, it's not me, it's Yena, it's coming bedin, go after that guy, there's no Hashav Ezaveh Delakam, there's no Lashon Hara doing it L'Talis, I'm the victim, there's no problem of Mazik, he owes a bedin, then it would be mutter. But if I already paid up the Chayv and I want to be reimbursed, like the Nesivis, I would not be able to shik now the guy onto the other Jack Oberg, because now it would be a chayv to shlik it in, because that chayv was already satisfied.
You say
that
the price is different, because this was Mechatois, he still owes it?
It's Mechatois, so Shimon owes the money, but when he took that money of Mechatois from me, he's satisfying that chayv. So that's a kashi kriyas and nesivis sham mishum. I'm with you. I don't understand the sham mishum 100%, because where do you see a machila took a betoys? But they say to end up this halacha is talking about where it was a built in mechila because he took it to satisfy the chayv, and that's how they're learning this halacha. So it should come out that they won't have this heta. So I wanted to taino that you'll have a different heta, and that's the heta that you mentioned, and that is that there's a toysis in Baba Basan and Daladom Abayz that says the following: Nixi akum harinka. If I go over to a guy and I pay him money, I buy the karka, shtar, whatever. The Gemara has, if I'll do a kinyan that really doesn't work, bedine yisroel from a goy, but it worked bedinehem, so comes out that the karka is hefka. Comes along Yankel, my friend, and no, it is a hefka karka, a free piece of land. Why not? He'll chap it for himself. When he chaps the land, he does a good kinyan, chazak, whatever he does, a good kinyan, he owns the land. I paid, no land. I got in getter because I didn't do a proper kinyan. My kinyan only affected that the guy loses bialis, but wasn't enough to bring it into my rishus. So it ends up that Yankel's with the field. So at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar, I lost $1 million. I paid $1 million for this piece of property. And Yankel Chapti, he's living a good day. He got the property. So Akhtai says, I'm allowed to go back to the guy and tell the guy, you remember I paid you for that piece of land? I'm crazy. I paid it so I should get the land. The mice is a toys. I never got the land because Yankel took the land. So I want back my money. So Akhtai says, it's not Mesira. I'm allowed to do that. Why? Because when I go to the guy, Bedin Kotovale, I'm being Tever from the guy, Bedin. I'm doing a rightful thing. I'm doing a good for you from the guy. Bedin Kotovale. So it's not a problem. Aye, he's now going to go after Yankel. Not only that, he's going to cause tzaras to Yankel, because Yankel really is a rightful owner. Min halacha, Yankel has a right to keep it. And he's going to season and steal from Yankel. Tzaras says, lehed, it's gzela. He's going to steal from Yankel. Still, it's mota. I don't have to reckon with that. I know the first step. I'm not interested in being mastering on Yankel. I'm interested in getting my money back. I'm taking the guy to a din Torah, to a kreis. I'm getting my money back. What Yankel does after is none of my business. None of my problem. So Tzaras just said that if Yankel knows and was willing to pay me, that I shouldn't go after the guy, and the guy shouldn't give him tzaris, and I still go after the guy, then, chulila, that guy is a moisa. Because now why is he going after the guy? But didn't go double, he's trying to get back his money. Yanko's willing to give you the same money the guy was willing to give you. So what are you doing? Then you're a moisa. But if Yanko's not willing to give you the money, then you have a right to go after the guy, but didn't go double. So here too, if Shimon is not willing to reimburse Reuven for the hefsid that he had for paying back the money to the Tsar, then Reuven should have a right to go to the Tsar and say, Bedinko Tavalai, you owe me money. I don't know any concern. Look, all I know is that you took money from me, Shalokadin. I'm not the guy who sold you the bad horse. It wasn't me, it was Shimon. Give me back the money you owe me. You're going to, the next step, you're going to go after Shimon. It's none of my business. I don't care. Bedinko Tavalai, it should be Mutta. It should be Mutta from a whole different angle. Bedinko Tavalai means I have a right to bear the guy, and I don't have to reckon what the guy is going to do the next step. That's Tosis.
But then he should only be able to say he took money from you without permission.
He took money from me without permission.
Say that it was Shimon.
Well, if the only way to do it would be to say Shimon, okay, you have to know how vibe, but whatever is necessary to do it. All right, in Jack Goldberg's case also, if I can get away without saying it's the other Jack Goldberg, then I'd be a moisa to point fingers at another Jack Goldberg. But if I need to, otherwise I can't get out, then it's Yitokhin, I'll have the same head. It's Bedinko Davalai. That's the chayy I want to tie in. And I had this teretz for years. I had it written down. And the bemis, it's not like the Chacham Tzvi. Because why the Chacham Tzvi have to jump to the next step? That I'm not, it's mutter because Shimon deserves it, because he's really old. He could have said more fundamental. Pitaisis, bedinko davalei. But it's bothering me that this Tosis doesn't make sense in halacha. We had a halacha before in Siv Beis. The halacha is that if you have mayim boin olav, and you're wanting to save your field, what you do is you close the door and the water doesn't come to you and goes on to the next field. So the halacha is, if it's coming your way, didn't come yet, then you could redirect the stream, it goes to someone else, none of your business, you're saving you, let him save him, his property. I have to worry about myself. But if we're ready, ba'alav, if we're ready, by means of the sna, silkot, and yud, dim kvar ba'alav, then it's also l'salkom yimenuk kishay, goyim bezeh, hezek l'chaverai. Even though it's bedin, batsim, I don't deserve to be genizik like this. And in the Mukhi says cases of masim, we discuss if you have taxes and conscription and all the other things. If it's coming on the way, I could redirect it. I could evade the tax. But if it's ready on me and now I want to try to get out of it and now it's going to fall on somebody else, then I don't have the rech to do. Now, l'chayr, the same thing here. When the guy took money from me, Shalai Gedin, or the case of Nixa Akamir and Kafka, so the hezek was already ba'alav. It's already on me. I already never lost my money. Now I'm trying to recoup my losses and go back to the guy and mun back the money from the guy. And what's going to happen? It's going to shift the problem now to somebody else. And that person doesn't deserve to get the problem because, like I said, I already satisfied his chayv when I paid up the chayv for him. So I'm shifting.
Not the case of this case, though. Not Tosis' case. He does deserve it.
No, he does not. The guy is a ganef if he takes it from Yankel. Tosis says that Yankel has a right to keep the field. Minadin is 100% mutter. So l'chayr, what I'm doing is I'm shifting a hezek to somebody else, a hezek which was kvar ba'alav. So if this Tosis would be right, then it's in the face of a Mefusha Halacha. Here, we had in Kosamak Beis, it's a Mefusha Halacha. That's not true. If it's Kvar Ba'alav, you don't have the right to shift over the Hezek somewhere else. So what's going on? This problem has been bothering me. What's going on? So I found that the Erech Shai is this Kasha. And the Erech Shai says, no, it's Cholak. Tosis' case and that Halacha of Hezek Ba'alav is different. Hezek Ba'alav means that the Hezek was already on you. The fact that the guy already took money from you, but really owes you the money back, that's not considered a fake complete. It's not considered, it's already hezek ba'alav. Because kozman, I could be today the goy in din and get back my money, it's not a done deal yet. The hezek's not on me yet. Even though by the word also I could redirect it, so it's not a done deal. No, but it's already here and I'm trying to undo damage. Undo damage, that's a hezek ba'alav already. But over here where it's, I'm trying to be tevei from the goy, Kozma, I can still be tevei from the goy and get back my money, he holds that it's not considered hezek ba'alav. A chiddush of Erech Shai, my mail would come out that you, yes, resurrect this teretz, you should have the head of Tosis. My mail, even in the Sivas and Sham, Mishpat who argue with the Chakansi and hold that Yena does doesn't deserve to be nifsad, but since you don't deserve to be nifsad either, you have a right to go ahead and save yourself. And to come out, let's say the mice of the goyin didn't deserve to be beaten up. So if this would be right, the goyin should say, it wasn't me, it was the driver. Go after him. I don't deserve to be beaten up. He doesn't deserve to be beaten up either just because he went off the road. Good, but I don't deserve it either. I'm being tovei the goy bedin. Don't beat me up. And yet the goyin said that he was that close of losing Olam Haba. So you see, the advice to the goyin didn't have this eitzah of Tosis. I mean, every time, I wanted it to be a broad heta. I wanted to tie in a bedeika, because the shtick of mashmois like that in Tosis, that it's not 100% that it, when I'll mon the goy back for my money, if I nix akar and kafka, that the goy will be successful in taking back money or the field from Yankum. Because Tosis goes on, continues that he has a right to be evaded. It's not a given. If that's the mitzias, then it's not shref and toises. Because now we have a truvus maribal, and the shak brings it down, kuf samak beis, that says that akan, when there's a hezek ba'alav, you can't shift it onto somebody else, is only it's you or yana. It's for sure going to happen to you or yana. So you have no right to shift the water to yana, shift the mas to yana, shift the conscription to yana, shift the hezek to yana. Why him? Why sumcha didog? Dama didog sumcha tfei mechavacha. You have no right to do that. But if it's a suffix that it's going to fall on yana, then it's like ain't suffix mutz medevada. You have to save yourself. You're vadi gonna have a hefset. I might cause Yana hefset that you don't have to worry about. You have a right, even if the hezek is ba'alav, you have a right to remove that hezek, even though it may fall on another yid. It may, it's a sofek. That's a maribal. Ketzav kotcha, mashach. If that's the case, so then it could be that Adkan Tosis only had that heta when it was a sofek if the guy will be successful taking from the other yid. But if we know for sure the guy will take it from the other yid, and I won't have the head to, even if it's bedin katovalei. And I want to be, that's how I want to shtim the two halachas. If that's the case, and it's very gishmak with the Chakam, see, he didn't say this teretz. Because by the case of the Tsar, it's Yitochen, that he has a strong upper hand, he's the Tsar, that he will be successful in getting the money from Shimon. And to say that I was bedin katovalei is not a heta for me to go and shik him on to the other yid. And the only heta would be that the other yid deserves it. But loyto nesivis in the Sham Mishpat, who says that the other year doesn't deserve because I satisfied his life, then in a chanam it would be also to do. It means Jack Ober's case, before it happened, he'd be mutter to do. But once he paid up, for him to now send the government after somebody else, if we could assume that it's going to happen, the government will be vade successful in getting the money from somebody else, then it would be also. If it would be a suffix, then it would be mutter based on this Tosis halakha.
Isn't the
chasm
of Akum, they think after only the Medaraisa?
What do you mean? No, it's not. The next time Hanukkah doesn't mean it's Gezel. The next time Hanukkah means, so just a bito, it's an expression. Because when I paid him, he got his rightful share. I paid him up. Therefore, the guy released possession of the property. But I didn't get it yet because it wasn't a good kin in Bedina Israel. But merely Yenna was able to get it. It's next time Hanukkah. Doesn't mean Khalili and Ella steal from a guy. It's also to steal from.
It's not considered already ball of. Once he gets a summons,
I want to say,
once he's paid?
Could be, because when you get a summons, maybe that's nothing. It's summons, so you have a right to fight the summons, you have a right to, it's not a fait accompli yet. So that could be stamazoi, anyway. But I'm just saying that even if it would be Barlov, even if it would be already Barlov, so Ventzach, even if it would be already Barlov, but since I didn't satisfy Shimon's chayv yet, the other Yankel Goldberg wasn't satisfied, so then I'll have the Chacham Tzvi's head. So even if it was ready Barlov, I have a right to shift it on to Yena, because Yena deserves it. I'd come by the word, he doesn't deserve it, the mas, he doesn't deserve the taxes, the hezek, he doesn't deserve. But here where, like the Chacham Tzvi says, he deserves it, Shimon deserves to pay back the goy, the Tsar, for what he did to the Tsar. So Mamela, I wasn't mazik him at all, so I'm not, it's mutter. I didn't do anis a hezek, Hashav Zaveda doesn't pass, Loshnor doesn't pass, it's Kata Elis, so I'll be just fine. Even if it was Kvar Ba'alav. I'm just saying that to come out that if the events come, if we how vite you take this tesis of word will be la halacha how vite. I mean, like to the season in Shamish, but if we'll be able to use this heter or not.
If the yid didn't make the kinyan for the other time from the field, then the guy still owns it.
No, that's halacha. The halacha is a kinyan is enough to paralyze to release bailus of the guy, but not enough to bring into the bailus of the yid.
In the other case, you bought them before you went in case of the insurance payout. So why couldn't, so the chayav is the same thing. He told the lawyer to call back the check. So the fact that mainly all the hazard came out for the other guy that the insurance company...
Yeah, but it wasn't within Kadavla. You should have taken the yid. You don't go after the company. You go after the other yid who has the check. No, he didn't try to. He should have gone to a dentist. That's what we said. He didn't. Now, this is Akan Lagabi Heta Anissa. But let's go back to the Shaila. The Shaila was what happened to Shibud Durav Nosen. That was the Shaila. And the teretz we have from the Nesiv Hashem Mishra was is that there's no Moshe B'dir Ha'nosen because simultaneously there were never two Chayvis Kayim. But Loi Techachem Tzvi, we now see that you could have both Chayvis Kayim. Just because he sees money from me doesn't satisfy the Chayv that Yena owes the Sar. So you can have both Chayvis Kayim. So it's back to the drawing board. What happened to Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen? Means, the Chacham Tzvi says, the reason why it's mutter for me to send the Sar after Shimon is because Shimon deserves it. Shimon still owes the money to the Sar even though I already paid the Sar. It means he doesn't have the Nesivus Hashem Mishpatz Lomdis. So if Shimon still owes the Sar, and the Sar still owes me, how can the Chacham Tzvi start off the tshuva and say that Shimon's potter, he should be chayvah, shibud HaDir
Ha'nosen? Shimon owes him, he's saying that you, Sar, owe me money.
That I know, but that's my teretz. That's his teretz. That's Tosis teretz. So Chacham Tzvi's heter was, is because when I send the Sar after Shimon, since Shimon still owes the Sar money, because he made a mekach tois, he sold him a mum, he still owes him the money, so the money that the Sar is going to take from Shimon is bidin. So I wasn't gurim him any hefzid. So how in the world could the Chacham Tzvi say, oh, we have this halacha, the Yishalmi, Einon Lechadim, Shenitz, a chaver that's chayv l'shalem. What do you mean? Gavalti, Shibi chayv, Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen. What's going on? Shimon owes the Sar owes me, Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen. What's going on?
You're saying that Shimon HaTos doesn't know.
So, right, he doesn't hold the lom this vice and receive it in the Shamish. Right? So what happened to Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen?
Does everyone have to be masked into the Shibud HaDir
Ha'nosen? No. No, you can go to the first Korea, then you tell my mind shlosh, then that's a whole that's a lot. Shibud HaNosen, they go straight to the guy. So what happened to Shibud HaNosen? $1 million kasha. So this kasha has been bothering me on the chalk and see what's going on. So I found Baruch Hashem, there's a Yarchoin, it's called Knesset Chachma Yisrael, it was printed in Tuf Reish Nunvav over 100 years ago, and Simon Tzadi Zayin, the Oirich of the Yarchoin, asked this kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. And he says, he mumbles under the words, I'm not asking the kasha on the etzem halacha. Doesn't say really why, I don't understand what he's talking about. But I'm asking the kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. What happened to Shibud HaNosen in the case of Chacham Tzvi? Came along the Chavolim Benihimim and Chelek Aleph Simen Lamin, quotes this Knesset Chacham Yisrael, says, I don't know what he's doing. He's in the Kachan Chacham Tzvi, like he just created America. What is he doing to Chacham Tzvi? It's not a Chacham Tzvi, it's a Yishalmi. Yishalmi say, Elchadim Shenitzach Haver, so if he has a Kasha Shibud HaNosen, let him ask it on the Yishalmi. Don't ask it on the Chacham Tzvi for. What does he want with the Chacham Tzvi? What I'm saying is a posture why. It's Shri on the Chag. On the Yishalmi and the Halacha, I have the Nesivis and I have the Shem Mishra. I'm fine. That Chayv is satisfied. It doesn't matter Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen. But the Chag and Tzvi has the cake and he could eat it. He has that Yen is still owes him the money, even though the guy still owes me the money. So it's Gevald Shver on the Chag and Tzvi. What's going on to Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen? And if you look in the Pischei Tshuva in Kuchav Ches, when he asked the Kach Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen from Shamish, he quotes Akan Losh in the Shamish, but the Teretz that was the two Chayv is one kind of Vasachas, and he fears eyes, V'ayin B'shut Chachem Tzvi Simen Samaches. Two dots. But Niz Daiti, the Pischei Tshuva is being meram, is that this is Shver, that very nice we answer the Halacha, but this is not going to work for the Chachem Tzvi, because the Chachem Tzvi still has Yenis Chayv Kayim, your Chayv is still Kayim, what happened to Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen? Gavalt. I found that there's a Maisa Bezalel in the Rikanti in Simon Shin Hei who also asked the Kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. And he says the Teretz is that the Chacham Tzvi holder doesn't pass Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen when the Goy is Be'emtza. Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen, Reuven knows Shimon. Shimon knows me, so then I can go after Reuven. But Reuven owes the Goy. Since Reuven has the ability to be Mafkiya Da'avah, because of course Avah to Akum is Mutter, but there's no Kelo Hashem, so maybe you can't invoke the Prince of Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen because Reuven's Chayv to the Goy is really not solid. It's really not iron, solid, Mamela, there's no Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen from him to the guy to me. There's no real din of Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen because the guy is Bamsa. Really, it's a Tumim. This is a Tumul and Peivav. The Tumim says this, that if the guy is Bamsa, Tumim makes a chilek, Venza, whose Chayv comes first. If Reuven owed the guy first, so he had the right to be Mefkiel Avah before the guy owed me money.
So I can't go after Reuven. If the guy owed me money first, then Reuven owes the guy, then since it's Shibud HaDir Ha'nosen, since at that point, he can't, it's not getting to me. He can't be Mafkiya Da'avah anymore. I mean, I will have a right to go with him. But it's a tumult, and the people is talking, a few of the guys advantage of now from the Chazon Ish. A lot of places can go like this. So the Tzaddik might work for the Chacham Tzvi himself, and the Chacham Tzvi very good had this Eitzah, but La'alach, and the people says, it's not going to work for us, because we hold the issue with not even by a guy. And I should be Moses. But remember, the Shamishvat said that if you look at the Rishonim, even if this halacha was applicable, even if the middle guy was a Yid. And therefore, sure, you're going to have the problem with Shavuot Nonotim, and you won't have the terror, there's no Shavuot Nonotim by Goy. Because this halacha was even if the Taifas was a Yid. So what's the Taifas Shavuot Nonotim? The only Taifas we have so far, only good Taifas, is the Taifas from Shamishvat was satisfied. Unless you learn like the Marit, which I know the Chazon Tzvi didn't, that the Marit's other Taifas shred, that this is only a fictitious Choy. I'm talking about a real Choy. Good, but you didn't have that Taifas. And he didn't have the Nesivah test. At the end of the day, what test did he get? He had no test. What's going on? The test only by Akim. I know it's even by Yid. And even by Akim, at the end of the day, I don't have a good test to the Chacham Tzvi. But that's what Maitre Batal said. He says to the Chacham Tzvi, he's talking about where he was the guy. Now, come on. If the Chacham Tzvi holds that Shimon, no, it's a Tzvi B'din, because in Hayhuvat of course of all means that you have a right to the Maskir, but if the guy takes the money from you, it's real money that he's taking. He's not taking your money, he's taking his own money, because he has a right to get his money. You have a right not to pay him, and he has a right to be paid. So Manela, I'm not considering a Maskir. That's just like an erech over there by being made against someone who's trying to be a Maskir. I'm not going to be a Mazik, but if B'din, because it comes to, at the end of the day, if the Gavala Dim, if you have three concepts here, why you can get a guy. You can get a guy out, Margam, which we say you can. Which we said even by a guy who's from Bakok, you can. And now, Shibuddin Arnarsim, we have the Tarasim and Sivat Shamishba that you can, because the end of Kaif is already satisfied.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.